it's Christine Powell, and you're listening to Ryan and Dave on the Rock Vegas Podcast.
Where can you find everything you want to buy?
Amazon.
What about two-day shipping no matter where I live?
Amazon.
What about groceries?
Yes, Amazon has it. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner.
Fucking love it.
Hey, it's Ryan.
And it's Dave. If you guys like the skits on the Rock Vegas podcast, check out the Rock Vegas Puppet Show on YouTube.
And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Rock Vegas Puppet Show, and also on Twitter at Rock Vegas Puppet.
Yeah, new episodes come every Sunday. Make sure you subscribe.
Up, my brother, from another whore.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So, what's new, Dave?
Well, you know, we still don't know what's going on with the President of the United Nations of America.
When this episode comes out, we'll have some...
Maybe.
Possibly. Okay, well, let's put it this way. The inauguration should have happened. Mm. Obviously, we're recording this beforehand.
Right.
So I don't know. Will we? Will we know?
When did this come out? I didn't see that. Have you seen that yet?
This is live at 2:16 p.m.
Huh. Did you hear it? See it?
I was with you.
That was yesterday.
Oh, no. Yeah, he went to the border. I heard he went down there. I was thinking it was today. Yeah, it is yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went down to the border to see the wall.
It's weird.
And, Something.
It's the first time he's talked.
Yeah, well, he talked to the press on his way to the helicopter to then go to the airport to get on Air Force One, and he talked to the press at the airport. Then he got on the plane, and then he got to Texas, and then he,
So he's alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know what the fuck he's doing.
What's weird, though... So let's pull back the curtain a little bit for the listeners. So moments before we hit record, we were watching these fucking old people drone on at the impeachment. We were watching that while we ate a little bit of Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's it. We didn't start this episode like we start most Rock Vegases that are like, you know, hey, you know, whatever. It's kind of almost somber in a way.
Yeah, subdued.
And this is not a think tank either, so we should probably veer away from the political stuff.
Yeah, just because it was right there.
But yeah,
it's what's going on live in our world right now.
Yeah, you know? So I don't, it's not like this show's going to be political, but just to pull back the curtains, people know where or why, like, oh, these guys started that show off weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. So, yeah, I guess, that's the end of the episode. No, I'm kidding. No, so you
thanks
just,
for having me.
You just
left
got,
off.
You just got Songbird.
Yeah,
just came out what yesterday.
Yeah, I've got a couple new movies on there now.
And you told me that. Should we switch over to the vidé?
Yeah, check out the vidé so we can see some trailers.
You told me yesterday. I think you texted me. Was it yesterday or the day before? Mm-hmm. And you were like, you're going to get to see Songbird before me.
And it was thinking, Monday.
I was like, well, I wouldn't have known it was even out if you hadn't have just told me. And then I never even got to it, and neither did you.
No, so, I worked yesterday, so I didn't. I was not able to chill on some movie action.
So, number three. Fuck yeah.
So, got some new movies. There's
oh, that one's racist.
Four new movies on there. Which one? Oh. It's got the dude from Sons of Anarchy in that.
Really?
I haven't seen it yet.
All right, so we're going to work this way with the trailers?
All right.
Okay, so here's the first one. Dave, go ahead and tell us what you know. Or have you have you not seen any of
these? Have,
well, besides the one.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen any of them. I went on there. So we've watched all of our TV shows that we currently watch now. Like, we're caught up on everything. So I, because Joy goes to bed so early and I'm still up, I've been watching, rewatching Sons of Anarchy. So I love that show, dude, you know? And so in my running around with that, Charlie Hunnam was in a new movie last year that I had never seen, never saw a trailer of. It just popped up when I was looking for Songbird. So I was like, fuck, I'll check out the trailer. So I watched the trailer and like, yeah, sounds like something I'd like to watch. So I fucking bought it.
Like
I haven't watched it yet.
Movie, it looks like.
Yeah, it's a boxing movie. So, yeah, haven't watched it yet. But,
well, let's look at the trailer.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it looked good enough for you to buy. It's called Jungle Land.
We're going to be good, Lion. I mean, I can see it. I can see our future when I close my eyes. Got it all laid out in front of us. We're not gonna lose.
Hey, something wonderful's happening tonight, ladies. I can feel it.
Come on, give me a little roar. Let me hear your roar. Oh, man, I'll try to focus. A little roar, Lion. Offering you an opportunity.
Battle Royale. For 100K.
Take it to this address by this time next week, and Lion stays on the card.
You don't seem like a boxer to me.
What do you mean?
You haven't got that thing?
What thing? This thing? I don't walk around going like this to people.
I could kill you, but I'd never get a return on my investment.
We got one option. We fight. You use me and what I'm good at, and everybody knows it.
You set me up!
What am I gonna look out for you?
Trying to do.
You don't know why I do what I do.
We're not gonna lose. It's fate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like over dramatized, but it's a boxing film. I don't know. I'm interested. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Like, if you read the description, it says, when a devastating loss in the ring leaves Lion and his manager brother Stan in debt to a local crime boss, they are forced to risk it all in a bare-knuckle boxing tournament as the pair fight for a better life. Sounds decent.
That
you know?
Sounds good. I didn't get that at all out of the fucking trailer.
Yeah, so. The trailer is weird. But, I mean, it looked...
Yeah, the trailer makes it seem very, like, dramatic and, yeah. Like, I don't know. Trailer did not sell me. Trailer's supposed to sell you on a movie.
Yeah, I didn't think it would.
Didn't
it's
sell
very
me.
Slow.
Yeah. Like, it looks like a movie that I would put on and probably fall asleep during.
Yeah, probably.
So hopefully, I guess you watch it and come back
yeah,
with a review.
Yeah, I'll watch it before I come back. You know, give you a little review.
There's a lot of movies you're going to have to watch then.
That's fine. I got plenty of time, dude. I got fucking, oh, before tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, by the next episode, you got about, what, 12 hours or so? No,
just a couple. This is only an hour and a half.
Yeah, but you got homework. You got all kinds of shit. All right. We'll skip that one, go to this one, then we'll go back to that one, and then we'll go to this one.
And if I remember correctly, I think, I don't recall actually watching a trailer for this one.
For this one here?
Yeah.
So why'd you buy this one then?
I think I get a lot of emails from the VD. If you pre-order, you get like a $2 credit or $3 credit or something. And I went on and was trying to find a movie to pre-order. I couldn't do Songbird because it was already so close. So I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll do this one. It looks decent enough just by reading it.
Okay. This one is Redemption Day.
Hey, Listen, sir. Those nightmares you're having, they ain't going away.
Another boxing film.
I don't know if it's the right time.
Dave, you're big into the boxing, huh?
Trust me here. Morocco's beautiful.
In Morocco, we have found something incredible, and we have been granted access to excavate.
We have to be careful. We are very close to the border.
No! What is going on?
That's war!
Please don't shoot! Please!
I can't believe they put that in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Brad, Kate has been abducted. She's in Algeria.
They were taken to be beheaded.
The gentleman that we are dealing with is crazy.
Yalla!
I need to get into Algeria.
You're out of your mind.
We can't have him involved in this.
This one's off the books.
We should discuss our approach.
Our approach?
Keep your eyes open, your mind sharp. Bring our kid home.
Is my wife.
I thought that looked like Andy Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Ernie Hudson?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested in that one. But I like these kinds of movies, so mm-hmm. it would make sense why I
yeah.
would be into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll have to check that one out. Oh, this one or that one? Which one?
Don't matter to me. They're both potentially predicting the future.
Yeah.
Different aspects of it. But
let's watch this one because...
I just watched it the other day. I love this movie.
It's a great movie. Well, it's an older movie from 2006. The other ones are new. This is a 2006 movie that, if you have not seen this, everybody needs to go watch this. We're just going to watch a trailer just for nostalgia purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just surprised that you didn't own this already.
I do. I don't have it on Vudu.
Right, yeah.
And it was on sale for, I think, $4.99 this weekend. Yeah. So I was like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah. All right. So this movie is Idiocracy. We're going to watch a trailer.
At the dawn of the 21st century, the Army began a top-secret experiment.
Meet Joe Bowers, our first subject for the human hibernation experiment. As you know, this is highly classified. However, if successful, we believe humans can be stored indefinitely.
However, the trial run was prone to human error.
See you in a year.
And Joe slept slightly longer than expected. Half a millennium, to be exact. From Mike Judge, creator of Office Space and Beavis and Butthead.
Oh my God!
If you were the smartest person in the world,
this goes in your mouth, this one goes in your butt. Hang on a second. This one goes in your mouth.
And we're stuck with the dumbest people in history.
If you have one bucket that holds 2 gallons and another bucket that holds 5 gallons, how many buckets do you have?
Two?
What would you do?
Excuse me, I'm actually supposed to be getting out of prison.
You're in the wrong line.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. You got the highest score in history.
Even smarter than President Camacho.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of America!
In the year 2505.
We got this guy. He's gonna fix everything.
So you smart, huh?
The ordinary will be considered extraordinary.
I thought your hair would be bigger.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
So, that's literally a documentary of right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good shit.
I love that movie, dude. I could watch that like every day. I love it.
Yeah, I almost want to watch that tonight instead of this one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and watch this one because we're going to talk about this one maybe.
In an upcoming episode.
In an upcoming episode here, so.
I'm definitely watching it tonight.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So this one, we watched, what, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was probably a handful of episodes ago. We'll watch it one more time to see if this is a different trailer.
Yeah, I doubt it, but never know.
So this is also predicting, not predicting, well, I guess it is, it's predicting the future because it talks about COVID-23.
Mm.
And we're currently on COVID-19. So, we got Q zones. You think they did that on purpose?
No, I don't know.
See that?
No, quarantine. That's what the Q stands for, but yeah.
Still. Yeah, but still. Anyways. All right, here's the trailer for Songbird.
Good morning, Miss Garcia.
Good morning, sunshine. I miss you. I could kiss you right now.
Yeah, well, someday.
Curfew is now in effect. All unauthorized citizens must stay indoors.
Tensions rise as we enter the 213th week of lockdown.
A grim new reality emerges.
COVID-23 has mutated.
Beginning thermal scan. Thermal scan normal.
Every little thing. A horrifying new development.
New
today.
Data confirms the virus attacks the brain tissue.
Right. Hey.
Whoa! I'm immune!
Worldwide death toll rises to over 110 million.
All infected Americans are being forced into quarantine camps.
Sarah.
Every little thing.
Sarah, what's going on?
Department of Sanitation.
Sarah, talk to me.
I think my neighbor has a fever.
It'll be so much easier if you just open the door. Mrs. Grant, you have visitors.
Sarah, please. Open that door.
Sarah, do not open that door.
No! I'm not safe!
Beginning thermal scan. 3, 2, 1. Anomaly detected. Armed guards will be arriving in 4 to 6 hours. You must not attempt to leave your home, or you will be shot on sight.
This is my message to you.
I know you're in there.
They're coming. I have to let you go.
No. Sarah!
Say goodbye to me.
Sarah, I'm not letting you give up.
This is my message.
Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to survive.
I'm trying to save the one person left in my life that matters to me.
I can't help you. What you're talking about is illegal.
Nico.
I'm here.
Every little thing's gonna be alright.
And remember, stay safe, sane, and sanitized.
Looks.
You're pretty excited about that, Dave?
More saddened that this is what the world's coming to right now. You know, because they talk about COVID-23 is mutating. Well, our COVID-19 has been mutating if you go with the official narrative bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, man. It's just, it's weird, dude. I could see this happening in like 5 years. Actually, probably next year, depending on what happens next week.
Yeah. So, they just had on screen the numbers of yays and nays, not to like completely transition, but since you said next week, it appears as though there's 154 yays, 149 nays right there, 152 nays.
Wow.
So it's real close on, impeach or not impeach, not to, completely change gears, but yeah, the movie Songbird looks like, it, you know, they always make these movies, these dystopic fucking futuristic movies, and how many of them have, like, been pretty close to being, like, true?
Yeah, there's...
So now it's 159 to 153. I'm watching it live time.
Not a single fucking Republican saying, or not a single Democrat saying, nay, I meant.
Well, no, you're not going to get a single Democrat saying nay. So here's the thing. I'll just say it before. I mean, obviously we're watching it live, but they'll do another impeachment like they did. I mean, there's a lot of Republicans saying nay, more than I thought there would be.
Yeah.
I thought you'd get a lot more yays than what they did, but because the Democrats still have the House, of course it's going to go that way, because there's not going to be a single Democrat that says nay, I bet. Mm-hmm. And now you've got seven Republicans, so it definitely swings in the favor of the yays, right?
Right.
And once again, I know this isn't think tank, but...
So, if they get more nays than yay, they don't. But if they get more yays than nay,
yeah,
they do.
If it's yay, then all right. This is the House voting now on impeachment resolution against President Trump. On agreeing to the resolution, yes or no. So,
why does it say, what's the PRES stand for?
Let me see that.
It says yay, nay, press, NV. NV is obviously not voted yet. What's the PRES?
Present. So you can vote president, or president, present, meaning you don't say yay, you don't say nay. It's kind of like, I don't care one way or the other.
Gotcha.
I'm present. So, so the lead is for yays, and they have 20 more Democrats that have to go than they do Republicans. So,
yeah, so
it's almost a guarantee,
yeah,
that
it's going to be a yay. So do they have to go to the Senate then after
that? So now
that?
It goes to the Senate, but I don't know when it will go to the Senate. So here's my question. I want to know these seven Republicans that voted yay so far.
Right.
Because they for sure need to be primaried. Meaning... somebody put up against them.
Right.
Look at this fucking idiot's hair. See his hair?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
He doesn't know. He wants to be Justin Bieber. I don't know.
Somebody needs to slap the shit out of these fucking people.
Oh, they just took a commanding lead there.
Yeah, well, lots of Democrats just voted. I don't think they're all there. I think they're voting, like, not in person, maybe. Now, they keep showing, like, maybe we should turn the sound on.
Yeah, just see what they have to say.
Just to see what we're...
Yeah, I hereby inform the House that Mr. Doyle will vote yes on House Resolution 24.
Here, let me look up House Resolution 24.
Well, that's got to be the
impeachment. Just to see what it says. Just to make sure I'm right. Oh. House Democrats vote on resolution...
What purpose does the gentleman from California seek recognition?
On Pence to invoke 25th Amendment.
Mr. Vella, pursuant to H-Res 8, I inform the House that Mr. Vella will vote aye on H-Res 24.
Gentlewoman from Michigan, seek recognition.
As the member designated by Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, pursuant
this
to House Res
bitch.
8, I inform the House that Ms. Ocasio-Cortez will vote yes on House Res 24.
She's all excited and happy about herself. So they, if they say yes, then they go to the fucking vice president to basically invoke the 25th Amendment?
Well, yeah, I guess if they go yes, but see, the vice president already said he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what
this
is.
Well, I had heard, too, they were on the radio this morning. They had said something about that if they do actually decide to impeach him, it can't even go to court until like an hour after the inauguration starts. Like, that's when the next time it would go through. So
yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is the point? Is this just a principle now? We're just saying, yep, we
impeached. It's either the
you.
Principle of, ha, we impeached you again, because you can impeach him in the House, but not, because he was impeached in the House before,
right.
But it didn't go through the Senate.
Right.
So if you impeach him again in the House, then now on the record, well, he was impeached twice.
Seeing someone just there ask, where's Pelosi? See, that's not Pelosi.
Yeah, Pelosi's not there. And so that's the thing. Where the fuck is that bitch? Sorry.
It's all right.
I'm going to ask Google or Bing. Just Does anybody know where this fucking drunk
go to the at? Very top one says she announces managers, like, so she's not doing it herself, she's having somebody else do it for her.
Names Trump impeachment managers as if he gets impeached. Nine managers. So it's the same thing that they did.
Yeah,
Dave, this is the same thing they did when they impeached him before. They had Nadler and Schiff, and they had all the managers. It's a whole separate thing. I want to know why she's not presiding over this particular thing. She's supposed to. She names managers.
Right.
Let's just say, hypothetically, somehow, some shit happens, Trump gets inaugurated for another 4 years. And they then take this to the Senate. That's when these guys have to present this impeachment case to the Senate. These managers are the ones presenting that case.
Oh. See, I took it as, because it says they're going to lead the second impeachment, I assume that meant that they were running the show today.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just curious. Like, that was my question, is why is she not presiding over this? Why is somebody else presiding over it? Oh, well. So we're 190 to 176 at the moment. And we still got... Oh, it looks like it took a... Oh, there we go. 199 to 181. Made a little jump there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they haven't updated it. So, yeah, I guess we both understand it the same way, that this here is going to... Ultimately, it goes back to the vice president to do something?
I guess, yeah.
Which is... This whole thing's pointless, though.
Yeah. The whole thing has been, because they're not going to do anything.
That's so stupid. Yeah. So, now we're up to 9 Republicans said yay. We got 19 Republicans left, 31 Democrats left.
Not going to make it.
No. At this point, they should just stop. I mean, unless the remaining 50 all go nay, there'd be no reason to... I don't know. Whatever. What else you want to talk about?
Not this shit anymore. Fuck that.
It's frustrating, dude.
It is, man.
It doesn't make sense. I don't understand what's happening here. And this is the wrong show. We just need to get off politics altogether.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem is... I'm going to clear it off the screen. There we go.
Yay. Trying to think what else is new in the world.
How is your new year been?
It's been non-eventful, really, you know? I don't do New Year's resolutions because they're fucking stupid. Although, I wouldn't call it a New Year's resolution. It's a new year factotum, we'll call it. So every Saturday is our like last day off before we go to work, Joy and I. So last Saturday she was running some errands and I said, you know what? I'm home alone. I'm going to work on some stuff downstairs. So I started reorganizing the basement. And so I told her we spent a good, cause she came home and she helped and we worked on it together. I said, you know what? Every Saturday now will be a day that we spend 4 or 5 hours going through shit, either throwing it away, giving it to Goodwill, just organizing the house every Saturday now. So that's our new thing that we do every Saturday. And it's been one Saturday in the year and we've done it once so far. So we're heading on. We're doing good at that.
Yeah.
She did buy some birdhouses from the Goodwill. One of them was a wedding chapel. It's really cute. It's like pink and white and it's got, like it says wedding chapel and it's got, but it's missing the steeple. So I bought a new saw, a new scroll saw, and I was able to use that to cut a steeple and make a little bell and have her paint it. So I put that together Saturday as well. So
what the hell is a scroll saw?
It's like a bandsaw, but different. It's got a better...
A bandsaw does, like, shapes, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Scroll saw is a small electric or pedal-operated saw used to cut intricate curves in wood, metal, or other materials. The fineness of its blade allows it to cut more delicately than a power jigsaw and more easily than a hand coping saw or fret saw.
So, yeah. So, I got it basically to do curves and such.
Nice. Ryobi? Yeah,
of course.
Now, is there a tool that Ryobi does not make that you...
Not that I've looked for. But they do pretty much make everything.
Oh, they're fucking expensive. Well, I mean, these aren't, but like over here,
look at these prices. Oh, yeah. Dude, there's some that are like $3,000.
Fuck that.
Yeah. No, I got mine from the depot of pot of homes. But yeah, I like it. I like it. I've only used it a few times to cut. I mean, the bells, I mean, they're literally like that big. Mm-hmm. Fucking little curve and shit, too. I'll take a picture and send it to you so you can see what I'm talking about. But I do like it. It's got variable speeds. It's got a light and a little vacuum blower to blow the sawdust off the line of the cutting area, which is really cool, too. But yeah, you can make all kinds of different shapes and shit when you're cutting it out. But yeah, the difference between the bandsaw and the skull saw, the skill saw or scroll
saw.
Sorry, yeah, I'm reading and looking at the same name. Is about 7 inches of clearance. So with the bandsaw, I can only do 9 inches, and with the scroll, I can do 16.5. So I can I can cut a bigger line if I need to. But no, it's really cool. It's really easy to use. But yeah,
they look different. Bandsaw. And
Yeah. Bandsaw's like
now,
an actual.
See,
like,
when
table
I look
saw
at the bandsaw,
okay,
this here, mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's basically a cordless one. Ryobi also makes a cordless one as well.
But this is what I see these. I can figure this out.
Yeah.
This to me, when I look at the this here, the cordless,
mm-hmm.
It looks nothing like the big machine ones,
right?
So I look at this and I have no idea how to use it. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
How do you use it?
It looks to me just like a regular jigsaw. That's why I don't like it.
It doesn't even look like a jigsaw to me.
Well, no, but I mean, just the way that you would hold it and use it to cut, it would be like a jigsaw, I would think.
It's like a fucking DJ booth. Like, I need to see a video or something.
Of somebody using a hand portable one?
I mean... Yeah, because I would, if you handed that to me and said, all right, you're going to use this, I'd be like, I don't know the first thing to
right,
do.
Right.
You know, if I saw this, you put me in front of one of these, I'd be like, oh, okay. Kind of get it, you know, because it looks like a saw.
Yeah.
This doesn't look like a fucking saw.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, well.
But yeah, so, you know, got some more woodworking kind of tools and stuff at the house and new projects to work on.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's what I was originally going to buy, and then they didn't have that in stock, so I ended up buying the scroll saw, which the scroll saw is going to do better for me anyways.
Yeah. There you go.
But, yeah.
I'm trying to think. There was things you and I were talking about that I said, oh, we should talk about that on the show. No, I can't remember any of them. Oh, my God, look at all that.
Yeah. See, like I said, there's.
Do you have most of those, Dave?
I have a lot of those. Yes.
Over 175 Ryobi tools.
Dave. Yeah.
Look, there's the old bandsaw. Bandsaw.
Yep, that's a bandsaw. I've got that. The radio thing that you have down there. I have that. I have the weed whacker. I've got the pretty much every single thing on the right hand side. I have.
On this side.
Yeah. On the, you know, in your enhance your experience on the bottom. That little
you got
yellow.
One of these, don't you? And the snowblower?
No, we have the snowblower. We don't have a.
Oh, you don't have the.
We don't have a Ryobi lawnmower. No,
oh,
we did
man.
Not buy it
soon.
No, we have an electric one. We didn't buy it.
Oh.
It was given to us, so we didn't. But yeah, the thing that sucks about Ryobi now is they change their colors.
What?
Yeah.
What do you
so
mean?
They
it's
used to be
green
and gray. They are now green and black.
Does that really matter, though?
It doesn't.
I mean,
not
it's
to
close.
Me. Yeah, it doesn't really matter to me. It's similar. It's a dark
so
black instead of gray.
All the batteries work on everything, right?
Yeah.
See, that's nice.
Yep. Yeah, all that stuff out
Wait
there.
Wait till they start changing that.
Oh, they best not. They won't.
No?
No.
How you say that, and next thing you know.
No, because when I first bought it, they had, I think, 75 things that were Ryobi One Plus, and now they've added 100 more things to it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast.
You haven't.
I became a DeWalt guy.
Mm-hmm.
Have I told you off the air?
You became a DeWalt guy by default. See what I did there? Yeah. Yeah.
I did.
You did tell me that. And you showed it to me. Remember, we talked about it. We went outside and looked at everything because we were discussing chargers.
Yeah, I became a DeWalt guy because I was given a DeWalt tool by a buddy of mine. And so then I was like, okay, well... I've got this one tool, and I think of, what, 2 batteries or something like that, and no charger. So they gave me the tool, the batteries, two batteries, but no charger. So I had to go get a charger. Well, I was looking on the Depot of Homes, as you like to say,
mm-hmm.
and the charging station itself was $79, and I was like, well, fuck, if I'm going to spend $79 on just a charger for two batteries for this one tool, and maybe I should do like what Dave does. He's got like all the Ryobis. Maybe I should go get all the DeWalts. So I started looking at the DeWalts. Now, here's the kicker. These are the 18-volt DeWalts.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is transitioned to 20-volt for mm-hmm. DeWalt. So you can still get 18-volt batteries and tools and all this, but they're not selling them new anymore. They've discontinued their 18-volt line as new.
Right, and they've gone to the 20.
And everything's gone to the 20. So I started looking like, all right, we have some like used tool places. Craigslist is a good spot. eBay, things like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking, around and I got some stuff, some more 18-volt stuff because I thought, well, if I'm going to have – oh, so first I guess I went and bought the $79 charger after I looked to see that, oh, I can get other tools,
mm-hmm.
And that was the goal. Well, I'll get all these tools, these like used tools, 18-volt, and then, I won't – granted, I'm spending money on those tools, but at least the charger, not spending $80 on a charger
for
one fucking tool, because my whole thing is before this, everything was cord. I was a cord guy.
Mm-hmm.
Had to plug that shit in because I wanted endless power. Except, the technology now with these batteries is they last. And they do a good job. So, now I also kind of was originally, leaning towards Makita.
Right.
Because we use that at work, so I'm familiar with Makita and all that. Well, I had bought a drill and all that, a drill and a driver. We had talked about all this before on the show. So, anyways, I go get this charging station, and I buy a battery for $110, which I thought that was fucking outrageous, for one battery.
It is.
Holy shit. So then I went to the used tool place here in town, and they had the charging dock thing for, it was $40 or $50,
$35, $40, something like that.
And I was like, well, that's way cheaper than the fucking $80 one that I got. And it was brand new.
Mm-hmm. Still in the package.
And then they had brand new battery, the same thing that I bought for $110 at the Depot of Homes for I want to say that was $50 or $55 or $60 or something
like
that.
Everything.
Yeah, so everything was half off. And these were the brand new, literally, you could take the thing I got from Home Depot and the thing I got there, held them right next to each other, brand new, both of them, and one's half price. And I was like, well, fuck yeah. So I bought those, and I bought some used tools there, and I took the ones from Home Depot back to Home Depot and got my money back there. And I was like, well, there you go. So now I've been on this kick. It's kind of hard finding tools that go with the 18-volt. I've discovered it's not near 175 tools.
No.
It's closer to the range of, maybe 20 overall. But it's all the common stuff. It's your drill, your driver, your hammer drill,
skill saw, circular saw, depending on what you call it. But yeah,
there's a vacuum. Sawzall. There's some three variations of lights or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's the Sawzall is the one that was given to me. Now they have radio that does 18 volt. I thought I saw somewhere there was a sander.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few out there. They're just hard to come by. A jigsaw, they have that.
Right.
Your most common tools.
Mm-hmm.
But scouring them for on eBay and Craigslist and shit, it's been a challenge. Oh, a nail gun.
Oh, yeah.
Which is real handy because you have that with Ryobi.
I have two nail guns.
Which is nice because you're not tied to a cord.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually doing some nail gun work right now. But I got the cord, the pneumatic mm-hmm. cord and all that. And I like the pneumatic thing, but it'd be nice to just, no cord, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially when you're doing the overhead trim and stuff. But, I've been having trouble finding. So, if anybody out there's got a 18-volt DeWalt you're trying to get rid of, let me know. So I may be interested. Especially if you got some of the more not super common. I don't need another drill and impact driver. Got those. I'm looking for more the
obscure
jigsaw,
things.
The nail gun, those types of things.
Chainsaw.
I don't think they make all this shit, the 175 deal mm-hmm. they got I don't know if they do lawnmowers and shit, but all that stuff, 20 volt. But not the 18 volt. For some reason, they didn't do it with the 18
volt. Well, they did that because they wanted to do the same thing as Ryobi, but they wanted to have 20 volts instead of 18 so they can be, oh, we're better than Ryobi because we're 2 volts better.
Oh, are you guys 18 too?
We're 18, yeah.
Okay. I don't see what the difference is. I mean, what, a little bit more power?
And see, now I don't even know that because there's, if you look at the different size batteries, there's different wattage batteries that go with the 18 volts. Mm-hmm. So if you get one of the gigantic ones, I mean, those fucking last forever. So I don't know if the extra 2 volts is even worth anything extra for power. I don't know. For what we're doing, I mean, we're not building houses with the shit. We're doing remodel and stuff around the house.
How many batteries do you have right now? Like just over 4 year Ryobi stuff.
I would say probably 12.
12 batteries?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably at like where I was at, the amount of tools that I had able to obtain so far, 18 volt, I could have a battery for every single one except one of them. Mm. So I could literally have a battery in all of them except one tool.
Yeah. So
which, that's pretty good. I mean,
on the bottom right here, you've got the six plug there. You can put six batteries in.
Oh, yeah.
So I constantly have six batteries in there. I have one at work because I have two radios. I have the big boombox radio and a small portable radio. Mm-hmm. The small portable radio is at work. So when I'm listening to music in my office, if I want to, I can connect to it and I use the one radio battery there. I've got a shop vac, that has a battery and that's got a charger hooked up to it. So that's in one there. And then I've got a battery charger in the garage with a battery in it. So, and then there's probably two or three that are always in use somewhere in the boombox or one of the drills, or I think even the pneumatic, or not the pneumatic, but the air gun has one in it now too, or the nailer, because I was using it and I just haven't put it downstairs yet. But yeah, I've got enough to constantly have full power, and I've got probably at least one of each different size too.
Yeah,
I like the bigger ones for two reasons. One, they have more power. They hold the battery charge longer. And two, they have the little push button on the front that tells you how much battery you have.
Yeah. And see, my Makita drills have that. None of these 18 volt for DeWalt has that. Now, I do think the 20 volts do. I'm not positive. They also have the this thing. So you can buy a 20 volt battery for DeWalt with an adapter. So you plug the 20 volt into the adapter, and the adapter has the penis part that goes into your tool, your 18 volt tool. So you could use a 20 volt with the adapter on your 18 volt tools, and then that's you cool. could use a 20 volt with those tools. So technically, I could run both. My 18 volt until those batteries all die, but then not get new tools. But I could get the new 20 volt tools that I don't have of the 18 volt. You know what I mean? If I really wanted to.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll eventually get into that, but I have to get the adapter and
get all that shit.
And then
I
start
always say
that.
If you're going to start buying tools, buy them around Christmas, around like Black Friday times, because they always, especially Ryobi. I know DeWalt does and Makita does, Milwaukee does every once in a while, but right around the Black Friday, they start giving out deals. Like you could buy, if you spend $100 on a tool, you get a free battery and battery charger. Or what I usually buy would be the two bigger batteries for $120. And then you get a free tool with it. And there's certain tools you can get. Usually it's the ones that you see pictured. Those are the ones that you can get for free.
Yeah.
You know, down the bottom ones pictured.
Yeah, like
so,
these, you get to pick one of these.
Yeah. So I got a free hammer drill because I bought two of the big $99 pack batteries.
The hell do you use a hammer drill for? Because it's got
concrete.
The fucking handle. Is that what it
concrete,
is?
Concrete, yeah.
When you're drilling into concrete. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because it
now,
drills and hammers
at the
same
time. Now, we did
that
with the
studio
when we were doing that. You weren't part of that.
I wasn't part of that part of it, no.
Piece, but yeah, we drilled into the fucking cement.
Yeah.
To, like, bolt a fucking wall in.
Yeah, see, for that, I have the 22 shells. The
a
little
gun?
Nailer? Yeah, the little nailer. It's literally, it's a nail. Oh. It's a nail gun.
And it shoots into the cement?
Yeah. And you hit it with a hammer, and you hit the fucking...
Oh.
Yeah. Loud as fuck, but yeah. That's what I have. I put a few studs in the wall, or in the ground, and I've done it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that wall's not going nowhere.
No. No.
Now that it's there.
Right.
I think we might have done it on some of these other ones, too, even though they didn't need it. I think we did. But
I think so, too. I'm trying to remember what it looked like. I mean, I've got pictures still from way back when. But
yeah,
I think you guys did.
Yeah. But. What a process.
Yeah.
So, this this show has kind of turned into, every once in a while we do, it's like movie trailers and talking about movies and shows, home repair and tools.
It's an every man's and every woman's show.
And then we do Matt Lips.
Yeah, you know.
It's like a it's really transitioned into something different than what it was, say, 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where it was fart jokes and faggot.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
When we get older, we've matured, yeah. and our lives have been shaped by the world around us. You know, things are different now.
Well, it's going to be real interesting, let's say, look back in like a year from now or 2 years from now,
mm-hmm.
if we still have electricity, to even like where we will be in terms of like podcasting and
yeah.
and like, or will we be in a gulag and there won't be a podcast?
Good question, man.
You know,
we'll have to start being sponsored by like Happy Walk and
well, that's the thing. Are we going to, how are we going to wade through these waters of, say, a Biden presidency, assuming that that's what happens?
I really don't know, man, to be honest with you, dude.
I guess
going
we'll
back
have
to politics. We'll talk about that shit tomorrow when we do the
yeah.
thing.
I don't know. I was yeah. just, I mean, it's something, because this show, where do we go? Obviously, we can't sit here and dwell on Trump. Not that we have for 4 years of this show, but we, you know, I don't know about you, but I felt comfortable in where we were.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you had Russian collusion, you had all this shit. I know it's politics, but I'm just making this as a kind of a blanket statement for Fort Rock, Vegas. I felt comfortable in terms of like, oh, I'll have a job. I'll have a, right now, I don't know about you, but I have this like, I don't feel confident that I'm going to have a job based on where this moron has said he's going to, what he's going to do for oil and vehicles and automobiles.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to have a job. Obviously, where you work, everybody needs that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily that, but, you know, in general, you work in that food type industry, right? So, well, you'll probably be okay. But, like, what about me?
Right.
Because if I don't have a job, I can't keep paying for all this shit. So then what happens with the podcast at that point? You know, I mean, there's a lot plays into this. It's not just, you know.
Yeah, I know. We'll be standing outside the house just talking to ourselves and people driving by.
Well, I won't be able to afford to fucking post it anywhere.
No, we'll just do it outside like a lemonade stand.
Yeah. people are going to have to come stand in line.
People come stand in line and listen. As long as they're 6 feet apart and wearing their mask.
Yeah,
and
see,
their,
fuck all that. I'm just so tired of all of it, dude. all right. Where are we at on time? Oh, man. I feel like we're really stretching today. Should we just...
Yeah, let's do a fucking Mad Living caller.
Get her done.
It's one of those weird days.
It is a weird day. Hopefully tomorrow it's a little different.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mad Libs.
Yeah.
Let's play the song. All right. So exciting. Okay, Dave.
Yes, sir.
You ready to give me some hordes? Some hordes?
I am.
Some hordes?
Give me some questions, and I'll give you some words.
I'm not giving any questions. I'm going to give you some things here.
Give me words, and I'll give you words. We'll trade words.
An adverb.
Let's go with fucking.
Part of the body.
Left nut.
Number.
45.
Part of the body.
Index finger.
Mine has a sliver in it right now.
Mm-hmm.
From doing fucking home projects. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, noun.
Let's go with rat turd. Cum rag. Baby fetus. Jizz mop. And anal beads. or anal bead?
Yes, there can only be one. All right, now give me one, two, three, plural noun.
Three, plural noun.
Three, plural noun.
Bitches. Hookers. The gays have returned.
Am I adding have returned in there?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just the gays.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 adjectives.
All right. Smelly. Moist. Racist. Bloody. Sexy. Silky smooth.
Okay, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called Far Out Food.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. This is our, like, prepper before we get into the Rick and Morty. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Far Out Food. Welcome to the Far Out Cafe. Our sexy diner serves left nut licking good eats that are out of this cum rag. Our most popular dishes are hippie hamburger, 45 ounces of bloody beef on a silky smooth bun stacked with sprouts, tomato, and a jizz mop slice. Flower child chicken. This smelly dish, that's perfect, is served with wild the gays and homegrown racist vegetables on a bed of flour hookers. Groovy grilled cheese. Sharp rat turd cheese melted between two slices of fucking baked anal bead. Served with baby fetus chips. Psychedelic salad. On a bed of dark leafy bitches, an array of creative exuberances that will tempt your index finger and provide a moist meal in itself.
That was pretty good, dude. There's a lot of good ones in there.
Yeah. We might have to just wait and see what we get out of the other one, because to come back, because there's like about nine.
Yeah. Every single one worked out well.
Yeah. All right. Now let's head into Rick and Morty.
All right.
Silly word.
Shazam!
Verb ending in ing.
Masturbating.
Occupation.
How about lunch lady?
Color.
Flesh.
A place.
Ooh. My bedroom.
Occupation plural.
Ooh, let's go with candy stripers.
Okay, number
12.
1, 2, 2 adjectives.
Intoxicating and ripe.
Four noun.
Gorilla. Taint. Pussy lip. And anal leakage.
Okay. One, two, three, four, plural noun.
Penguins. Nazis.
firecrackers, and dead hookers.
Everyone loves a dead hooker.
Everybody does.
I need a verb.
Suck.
All right. This one is called Wanted Rick Sanchez. Who's Rick Sanchez?
That's Uncle Rick, Rick and Morty.
Oh, I didn't know his name was Sanchez.
Yeah, it's Rick Sanchez.
Okay. All right. The Galactic Federation has issued a bounty for Rick Sanchez, wanted dead or ripe, who was last seen stealing illegal firecrackers from an arms dealer in the Shazam dimension. Suspect has complete disregard for gorilla and order, and has committed over 12 offenses, including masturbating under the influence, aggravated taint of a lunch lady of the law, destroying entire dead hookers in acts of bioterrorism, smuggling intoxicating megaseeds through customs, selling lethal Nazis on the flesh market, and breaking out of the high-security my bedroom. If you suck him, immediately contact your nearest Galactic Federation candy stripers. Absolutely do not engage, as suspect possesses dangerous anal leakage technology. There's a reward of 1 million penguins for anyone with more information on this man's pussy lip.
Finished nicely.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we doing here, Dave? I think we got lots of options, man.
We do, man.
Let's go back to the first one.
Yeah, the first one had more, I think.
Left nut licking good eats.
I like that. That's a really strong contender.
Hang on. This smelly dish is served with wild the gays and homegrown racist vegetables. So
homegrown racist
vegetables is a contender.
That's a good one.
Left nut licking good eats.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Sharp rat turd cheese.
That's really good too.
baby fetus chips. bed of dark leafy bitches. I'd say those are the contenders there.
All right.
And then in the whatchamacallit here, there's some good ones here. Masturbating under the influence.
I like that.
Destroying entire dead hookers and acts. No, I don't like that. Smuggling intoxicating mega seeds through customs. Selling lethal Nazis on the flesh market. Selling lethal Nazis on the flesh market's a good one.
That's a good one.
Suspect possesses dangerous anal leakage technology. That's a good one. And more information on this man's pussy lip.
Well, out of all of those from the Rick and Morty, I like the masturbating while intoxicated.
Okay.
And the anal leakage technology, I think, are the two best ones.
Dangerous anal leakage technology?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. It seems like we just had a masturbating title recently.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I say we move away from that one. So for Rick and Morty, we're looking at dangerous anal leakage technology.
Mm-hmm.
Or left nut licking good eats. Homegrown racist vegetables. Sharp rat turd cheese. And dark leafy bitches?
Yeah, I like the sharp rat turd cheese.
Okay. Is that it?
I don't know. What do you think? I think it's pretty funny.
Sharp rat turd cheese. I like left nut licking good eats.
Yeah, that was good. Those are my two favorite. So go with the left nut. I like that one.
I also like homegrown racist vegetables. But I don't know.
I like sharp, the nut.
Okay, so let's go with this. Left nut licking good eats.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp rat turd cheese,
mm-hmm.
or dangerous anal leakage technology. We're down to those three.
I'm torn between the two not Rick and Morty.
So you're going with a not Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
So
either the rat turd cheese, I still think is really funny, but so is left nut licking good.
Well, we'll go with let's go with the cheese one then.
You sure? All right.
Left nut licking good. Let's go with sharp rat turd cheese.
All right.
That's kind of a weird one.
Yeah.
And, you know, this episode kind of was down in the dumpster.
It's kind of a weird.
So it was kind of a sharp rat turd cheese kind of episode,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, look up Wanted Rick Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, because we got to watch a video.
We got to watch a video, yeah.
Wanted Rick Sanchez. Okay. This one?
Yeah, we can do that.
Look at Rick Sanchez, Exciting Life and Galactic Federation Lockup.
Yeah, that'll work.
Wubba lubba dub dub! Ugh, I'm getting sick of this crap! Man, this guy pisses me off. I don't know why, he just pisses me off!
Even the clip's melancholy.
I don't remember this scene.
Have
you know
seen
how many
all?
People are live streaming this right now?
The clip is so fitting for this episode, dude. It's so, like, down and melancholy and fucking just depressing. Like, he's just fucking...
He's in prison. What do you expect? He's in Galactic Federation lockup.
This is, like, one of those scenes from Family Guy where he sits there and,
Yeah.
You know, it goes on for way too long, but it's funny because
of it.
This is a bad version of Rick and Morty.
Game over, baby. Oh man.
Is this on the show? Prisoner AE3852I. Prepare for internal flume examination. Mind probing and biological chemical agent I-4530D testing.
Not good.
Wow. That's basically the clip.
Yeah. We should look for a different version. No, I didn't like that. I don't want to end the show that way.
I think it's perfect for...
I don't like it.
I know you don't, but I mean, this has probably been one of our more... melancholy episodes.
It's been a weird episode.
That's why that's how it should end.
Szechuan sauce is good.
Yeah, but we might get that in a later one. I'm telling you, this is how we end it. This one in the Oval Office.
How long is it? 2 minutes. We can go with that, just because it's, you know, that time of year.
All right.
Roast beef. Fuck off, suck a dick, bitch. Or
talked me
faggot.
Into one extra fucking clip here. Yeah. Unnecessarily.
You'll want to make a stop at the White House.
I have plans at the Pentagon, Ronnie. It's in my contract.
I mean, you need to call a press conference. Israel and Palestine have announced a permanent ceasefire.
What?
They signed something called the Pretty Obvious If You Think About It Accord. Apparently, an anonymous American diplomat took them to a Star Wars cantina where they smoked perspective-enhancing alien pheromones through a laser hookah.
I still say it has to be Putin.
It was Rick and Morty, you fucking dunce!
But you're getting the credit, sir. Your approval rating just hit 100%. Why would Rick and Morty want that?
Because they're assholes! I'm flattered, but it takes a whole team to achieve what we did today. Thank you. Well?
They haven't been back home, sir. We've got every possible location under surveillance.
God damn it! They're right here!
They're here, god damn it!
Covert, covert! Everybody relax!
Just waiting for you in the only room you can't blow up or spy on. So we're not changing timelines for you, but now you have everything you want, so you can forget we exist and we'll return the favor.
You couldn't say that in the text?
Well, since we won't be seeing each other again, my... Guys, we get it. It's a code red. Enough. My grandson has worked hard for you, and I feel like he's earned a selfie.
Honestly, I could take it or leave it at this point.
You're taking it.
No. What kind of fratty-ass status move is that? Get out of my office!
Seriously? You're that stubborn?
He's the stubborn one. I'm protecting my country.
From selfies?
From subordination to hostile powers.
Does China know about that deal-breaker?
China doesn't piss on the White House.
Well, why would they? I'm sure it was expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Not without a selfie.
Arrest them!
Son, you have a right to refuse his order, and I guarantee you're gonna die if you touch me, and there's no afterlife. Everything just goes black. Don't do it!
Oh, Rick!
Okay. What was that?
Death.
What kind?
Instant.
There was no sound. He just died.
Yeah, terrifying. It's a terrifying thing to watch happen. It's called a deterrent.
You couldn't just knock him out?
It was knocking out. A deterrent. Everyone wants to be knocked out. Nobody wants to be dead.
You committed murder in the Oval Office. Now you can't leave.
That's fine. I said I'm not leaving without a selfie.
I don't need a selfie.
And I'm saying you aren't getting one, and you aren't leaving.
So we agree.
Yes. No, we disagree, because you think you're getting a selfie and leaving.
Am I getting a selfie?
Never.
Then I'm never leaving.
Exactly.
See?
Does anyone have a shot?
Yes, 9 people. I can show you. But I wouldn't recommend...
Open fire!
God, you are dumb.
Get the president out of here.
Bad idea.
Wait, why?
Because if there isn't someone in here that they're not supposed to kill, they're gonna wreck the place trying to kill me. As long as you live, no matter where you are, if it isn't in a selfie with him, I'll be here.
Jesus, he's not a fucking god.
You don't know what I am. You don't know what I can do.
It's cool, Rick.
Doctor Who and this motherfucker. I could be a clone.
So wait, they censor this for TV?
We
no.
could be clones.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, it's beeped, but
yeah,
I own it. I'm sorry.
You're the real
Rick and
Morty. You're fucking your mother.
It's awesome.
I'm going to kill you.
Come to 312 Olive Street.
Is that her address?
You don't know because you're a bad son. Take him down. Semper Fi.
Ow. Damn it.
We just had the.
Right. So there you go. So that's a better clip. I love the show. They swear like that all the time, and it's fucking hilarious.
I mean, I thought the original clip was fine for the show.
No.
But you ended on a happy note, I guess.
That's what I always
Or at least a violent Oval Office note. Maybe that's the future.
Rick and
Obviously,
Warrior
when listeners
something?
Hear this, we're past that. But
yeah.
Maybe.
Right, well,
maybe not.
Well, let's go get some rice and some happy walk, so. Long live the China fucking regime, I guess.
Oh, well, I thought you were transitioning to me calling Happy Walk.
No, I was just making fun of the
world. I don't think the
list
will run another 40 minutes of me confused why it says chicken nugget. All right, right on.
Left on.
Please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review while you're there. You can also download the Stitcher and Podbean app to your device for free and search D2R Podcast Network and subscribe. If you enjoy listening to the shows on the D2R Podcast Network, spread the word to everyone you know. Your word of mouth is our best advertising method, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
Where can I buy a director's chair?
Amazon.
Where can I buy Welcome Back, Kotter on DVD?
Amazon.
Where can I buy that Humping Animals adult coloring book with a dog fucking a chicken on the back?
Amazon. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner. Buy an oven mitt.
Do you have a question, comment, or concern?
872-242-8311.
Or maybe you'd just like to hear your voice instead of ours.
872-242-8311.
Then call the D2R Podcast Network hotline at USA Chat 311. That's 872-242-8311.
872-242-8311.
No matter the time or day, you can call 24-7 and operators will be standing by.
872-242-8311.
Your call is important to us.
872-242-8311.
So once again, USA Chat 311.
872-242-8311.
872-242-8311.
872-242-8311.
Hey, it's Ryan.
And it's Dave. If you guys like the skits on the Rock Vegas podcast, check out the Rock Vegas Puppet Show on YouTube.
And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Rock Vegas Puppet Show, and also on Twitter at Rock Vegas Puppet.
Yeah, new episodes come every Sunday. Make sure you subscribe.
Sometimes to ease a shitty day, you gotta listen to podcasts. Well, you're in luck. The D2R Podcast Network is full of life-changing podcasts. Whether you're dealing with a shitty boss, a pissed-off spouse, or a cat shitting in your milk, we've got you covered. Go to D2RPN.com now, but check with your doctor if you have a heart condition, male pattern baldness, female mustache, muffin top, or if you have three or more nipples. Side effects may include anal leakage, erections lasting less than 4 hours, spontaneous combustion, heroin addiction, gratuitous fisting, and blindness. Seek immediate medical attention if your penis falls off. The D2R Podcast Network. Viva Podcast!